Blog Talk Radio.
Last night I my therapy when I'm losing it, which is usually, hey. I'm on an emotional roller coaster, loving you ain't nothing healthy, loving you was never good for me, for me. Gonna start a new day, truly happy. I was gonna take control of me, but eventually reality hit me mentally, physically, emotionally, and I opened my eyes and realized that I was still being taken for a constant ride on your
Thank you. is Epiphany Radio.
Hey, 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 it is Murder, She Wrote, and I am sitting here just chilling out, listening to this fabulous music on this fabulous day. Y'all, I need some emotional support, and I need y'all to call into this number tonight. You know, it's just the open mic, bring what you like, bring what you want to. So how are we closing out 2020? So, you know, I'm going to hit you up with a piece, and hopefully we'll have some company soon.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network.
Your number one hit station in town.
This is Sandy, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Why this man gotta make love to my mind like that? Damn. He celebrates my body, wants to see my scars, feel them, caress them, because they show my strength, proof that I won't fall down in a battle. His eyes caress my soul, look deep within, shakes away the demons. He's my homie, my best friend. I find myself needing him. Video phone dates, there's no escape. His skin looks like hot melted wax. He settles me, I'm relaxed. When he speaks, I can hear my heartbeat settle. I crave him, crave his touch. I need him so much, but I wonder, is he an obsession? Can he teach me lessons? I want to be bad, but oh, so good. I want to hold his hand, go for long walks with our feet in the sand, anchor them so they're steady, look into his eyes, be the love he writes poems about, that woman that is his be-all, end-all, the one that made him fall when he was anchored so sturdy. Be in his thoughts, clean or dirty. Be his one and only, his dragonfly. Attracted to his light, dainty wings ready to fly. He is my lion. With shoulders so broad, I want to cuddle myself around his strength. Write poetry that takes flight, with magical rainbows and stars to make a wish upon. Comets to light our night, and moons that shine so bright, no darkness, no rain, no pain. In this fairy tale, the one you tell so well, with eyes that don't lie, lips that don't say goodbye, will you be my knight, the one that shines in armor? Can I be your princess? Rescue me from this tower. In this my final hour, may I ask you for one favor? Kiss me with eyes shut. Embrace me with strong hands. Be with me. If only in this fairy tale. If only in this moment. All right, y'all. So ready or not, we getting started. So go ahead and press one if you want to sit tonight. If you're listening online, this is Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network, and this is the Hurt Locker remix. And we closing the year out tonight, 2020. So what does that look like for you? And then separately, you know, let's talk about it. How are we going to, you know, change it or make it better for 2021? Because I am ready. I don't know how I got through the past 2 or 3 months of my life, but I'm here, and let's, you know, let's just get this started. So tonight I do have a little piece, kind of sums up how 2020 was for me, I guess, as along with a whole bunch of other people, but I'm trying to crawl my way out of this hole, and the more I fight, the deeper I go, and I dig my way up just to fall back down. I take 2 steps forward, but this girl inside me always ruins what's right in front of me, taking 5 steps back. I am running to a place that I cannot hide from, and a place where people die. No names are mentioned. Just burn, no ceremony, because the world has us shut up inside. But some of us just can't deal with the reality of me or of self. But when I go out, I can't see smiles. I can only see anger for not standing 6 feet away from me. So I have dug this hole for protection. And now I can't get out. I have the desire, but not the will, because I fell down. And I can't get back up. And does that mean I'm weak? Because weak is something that I cannot afford, because the weak get eaten like flies and forgotten like yesterday's alibis. And something broke inside of me. I'm afraid I have lost my voice. It cracks when I speak, as to lessen my integrity. I say, spit with confidence, don't cry, don't show your emotions, but my emotions are like all the oceans coming in from the sea. And do you even love me, or do you just want to swallow me whole? Like, take me out this black hole, send me so fast. I have daydreams that turn into fantasies. So I took this pill, I took this pill to get rid of you, but it opens up my mind. Shit, I thought I could fly, and I just wanted to dance in the skies and let the wind hit me. I didn't want to feel alone, but I didn't want to die, and I stepped out on faith, the faith of a mustard seed. But instead of gravitating, I feel the wind wrap around me. And oh, of course, it brought me to safety, but there is no net to catch me. But I don't want to die, and I just can't feel this pain inside of me. But I woke up, and thank God, because my death was just a dream. All right. Well, you know, that was my latest piece, and I'm sure a lot of people have felt that way over COVID and over 2020. So we're going to hit some music back up and see what's going on. Don't forget to press 1 when you're ready to sit tonight.
drumming my pain with his finger, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song.
Point, kid, and they'll rat on you. The family niggas will rat on you. That's why we gotta be prepared to take whoever out we need.
Real Network. Your poetry outlet. The next phase is online radio. Epiphany.
From one amazing tune to the other.
Epiphany.
Okay, I get it. So you guys, I know I forgot. It's the day after Christmas, right? So everybody had their turkey and their holiday and their beautiful family. And so you guys are just listening. So I'm cool. I could do that. But if you get a second to, like, run off away for a second, just to sip me one little piece, I would love it if you would press one. All right, y'all. But until then, I got you.
Lately, I've been hard to reach. I've been too long on my own. Everybody has a private world where they can be. Are you calling me? Are you trying to get through? Are you reaching out for me? I'm reaching out for you.
I'm just so depressed, I just can't seem to get out this slump. If I could just get over this hump, but I need something to pull me out this dump. I took my bruises, took my lumps, fell down and I got right back up. But I need that spark to get psyched back up in order for me to pick the mic back up. I don't know how or why or when I ended up in this position I'm in. I'm starting to feel distant again, so I decided just to pick this pen up and try to make an attempt to vent. But I just can't admit or come to grips with the fact that I may be done with rap. I need a new outlet, and I know some so hard to swallow, but I just can't sit back and wallow in my own sorrow. But I know one fact, I'll be one tough fact to follow. One tough fact to follow. I'll be one tough fact to follow. Here today, gone tomorrow, but you have to walk 1,000 miles.
In my shoes, just to see what it's like to be me. I'll be you, let's straight shoes, just to see what it'd be like to feel your pain, feel mine, go inside each other's minds, just to see what we find. Look at through each other's eyes, but don't.
Everything's so tense and gloom, I almost feel like I gotta check the temperature of the room. Just as soon as I walk in, it's like all eyes on me, so I try to avoid any eye contact. Cause if I do that, then it opens the door for conversation like I want that. I'm not looking for extra attention, I just wanna be just like you. Blend in with the rest of the room, maybe just point me to the closest restroom. I don't need no manservant trying to follow me around and wipe my laugh at every single joke I crack, and half of them ain't even funny like that. Marshall, you're so funny, man. You should be a comedian, God. Unfortunately, I am. I just hide behind the tears of a clown. So why don't you all sit down? Listen to the tale I'm about to tell. We don't gotta trade our shoes, and you ain't gotta walk no 1,000 miles.
In my shoes, just to see what it's like to be me. I'll be you, let's straight shoes, just to see what it'd be like to feel your pain, feel mine, go inside each other's minds, just to see what we find. Look at through each other's eyes, but don't. Just stay true to you. So don't let them say you ain't beautiful.
Hey.
What's going on with you, Hollywood Shuffle?
What's up? Thank you for pressing one. I saw that you joined the call, but thank you. Thank you so much for pressing one. I know it's the day after Christmas, but I'm so thankful for y'all to come through tonight.
No, shoot. Christmas is just another day to me.
Well, thank you anyway.
How you been doing, young lady?
You know, I'm surviving and I'm here, and that's all that matters. So, you know.
That's more than most.
Right, exactly. So you have to be thankful for the small things, right?
Exactly. And you know, sometimes we get caught up in the shuffle so bad that we do forget about the small things. And the small things is what made us. I mean, we didn't start out running. We started out crawling and scooting and walking and so on and so forth. So it was those little things that led up to where we are now. We can't forget about them.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. 100%. So there's so many people that are so much worse off. So I don't have shit to complain about, okay? I'm not complaining about nothing. So I'm here. I'm ready to hear some poetry. I'm ready to spit some poetry. Yes.
Call in for some poetry. Oh, I thought this was the 976 number. I was about to say, yeah.
Oh,
Hell no. Well, you better turn
not
your poetry
tonight.
Down, then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
So what you got for us tonight?
I got a poem about a flower.
Flower? Okay. I can't wait to hear it.
All right. A long silver flower, wrapped in thin gold petals, reaches towards the warmth of the sun. She's encased in green lace with love powder upon her face. Her stature is feminine. Her color is deeper than vermilion, and she is perfectly Rubens. It is said, but she is one of a million. But to me, she is one in one zillion. I will protect her from the sisters of villains, the blazing sun of opinions. She is perfect for me, a beautiful vision. Hummingbirds and bees pay their respects, and as they reward, she attaches messages of love around their necks. This is a busy time of year for the field of flowers. They drive a global workforce with pheromone of force. She is a fierce provider, and her harvests are both delectable and bountiful. She sways in the wind with her beauty, with her perfume wafting on the current. Rain nor dirt sullies her attire. She is fine as a flame of fire. Her intangibles are her edibles. With her outstretched leaves, she feeds her body cosmic rays of nourishment, making her grandeur pure, and her weapon of choice is her allure. She is a flower in peace.
You know what? I love that piece. And I actually
I do.
And I actually have one for you. Can I read it to you?
Yes, ma'am. Please.
Okay. All right. She is a delicate rose. She comes to you in full bloom, sharing her abundant nutrition. It shows in her beauty, but that does not last forever. She will die soon. But her resilience is amazing. Her smell is aromatic. Other flowers turn green with envy, and my arrangement is better fit for this engagement. Her beauty is an art form, arranging my stems artistically. My thorns are attention getting. You will remember the beautiful disaster that is me. Pretty on the outside, a monster under these soft petals. Blooming, beautiful, blossom-filled blooms, my petals change colors based on my moods, and my red petals are shy. Your presence makes her blush. She is bold, she is beautiful, and her mind is bright and brilliant. Don't look too deep. Her eyes are captivating. Although you have charm, it does not impress her. Her attitude is not teary, though you cherish her. And when she is with him, her soulmate is a man states away, but come to me. Stay here with me. You turn her petals multicolored. Tie-dyed roses take her to a place of happiness. Comfortable yet combined, fused together, and I love you from afar. Complimentary mints on your pillow nightly. Caress you ever so slightly, and I am delightful, not delicate, and I will not break. She was designed, distinctively divine, but some growth requires destruction. When I close my eyes and I sigh and I think of you. Dramatic daydreams. I am elegant and enchanted. Watch my petals go. Watch my beauty shine. And with an exotic mind, let me read to you. Bring alive your pages. Fan out to my fashionable petals. Fantastically farm grown. Garden picked, I gathered myself gracefully. May my bouquet be impressive. Jeweled tones and joyful. May we be kissed by heaven, love me, lovely. As you know me, I am mixed and multicolored, and I am nestled up next to you. My majestical, award-winning, oversized petals hang me. I am your ornament. Look at me. I will remind you I am your own personal pollinated piece of work. And I will share with you the secrets of my garden because I am precious, radiant, ravishing, ready to bloom, romantic yet rustic. And our love is sensational, silky, smooth, and sophisticated. I am sun-kissed, timeless, touching timeless treasures, and my mood is tropical. The colors, I am unforgettable in peace.
Wow. You know what I really love when you do your runs? They be without effort. And you go through them and you get up to the top and then you kind of plateau it out from there. You also do this thing where, you know, that whole poem seemed like something that was real, but it was at the same time it was intangible. I could almost like see you swaying from here as you were doing it, as you were into the meat of the poem. That was a visual piece of ecstasy there. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. I hope you'll hang out for the rest of the show. And we have callers ready to share some poetry, so we're going to keep it moving. And thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Hey, you take care now.
All right, you too. All right, so normally we have Stan with us tonight, and he would say on to the next because we lighten up. So I'm just going to say on to the next, and I'm so excited because I got my diva, my Oreo sister, VIP. What's
diva.
Up?
What's going on over here? Good to have you back on the mic.
You know what? I said, let me just get in here and own this shit tonight. I'm just going to own the whole thing.
It's on the list. There you go.
It's just time for it. It's time to just get up and move on and be happy. So there's nothing more. There's nothing greater than to be here with you and to be able to spit some shit tonight. So I know you got something for it tonight.
I got a little something because it's something that I wanted to, I think it's something that I want to go into 2021 with. All right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Come on with it, girl.
This piece is entitled. I think Van's too happy because his team won.
I know. So you know he gonna have to, and you know he gonna listen to the playback though, and so he gonna have to come up with some names for your poem. So all right, so I apologize.
It's okay.
So you can start in.
All right, ready? All right. I want to soar like an eagle out of this year. I don't want to shed another tear of the happenings and losses all of us had. But we're still standing, and for that, I'm glad. I was very unmotivated. Depression made me lazy. But I will be okay due to the strong support behind me. 2021, we're rolling a better me, the me I will do my best to be. It's going to take effort, I know, but if it makes me better, I'll go the way God wants me to. 2021 makes two more years to retire. I will be ready to set the world on fire. I'll take a class, maybe two, but I'm not sitting on my ass. I'm going to play an instrument, then teach my granddaughter guitar and take a long vacation, maybe close. Nope, very far. An island calls my name, and I'm answering the call. And one day I'll make it on a stage while thanking my lucky stars I don't look my age. 2021 has to be a better year, because I don't want to shed another tear. And I will soar like an eagle. In peace.
So I'm sitting here snapping, because the whole poem, you know, I know Van's not here, but I swear I think you should call that piece Soaring Like an Eagle. That was a beautiful, uplifting piece. And that was amazing. I loved it. It gave me, like, chills down my spine.
I'm having made-up minds for 2021. I'm going to have a made-up mind. You know, a lot of us have lost way too much. You know what I'm saying? And God's going to give it back to us tenfold. So we're going to be all right. When we aren't, we're going to get on the phone and call each other and go, ah! It's okay.
Yes. Yes. So thank you for being here tonight and for spitting your piece and for sharing, you know, the day after Christmas. And we are going to go on to the next.
All right.
Hello. Hold on for a second. Hey, what's going on? What's happening? What's happening?
Oh, I'm so excited to just, you know, be on air and to be able to tonight and just be with you, even if it is only for a little bit. Some pieces, get some poetic therapy going, do some open mics, you know, and talk about closing out 2020 tonight.
All right, nah, that's what's up, because I'm just coming. I'm a little bit. Don't think that it's like physically like that. Well, I'm a little bit inebriated, but not the same type of high. I'm a little bit high from doing Eric Crow's Central Poetry event. It was really fucking dope. It was a lot of energy. I was a host. Some of our favorite Epiphany people came through. It was really dope. It featured J-Rob. I was the host. La Perla Negra showed up. Ms. VIP. You know, it was really, really great. We had a good amount of people on there. It was a good music. I got to play music the way I wanted to play music from my own joint, even though because I had my phone close to my laptop. My laptop thought that there were two sources playing the same music because I was switching between. I would set the music up on my phone to play through my laptop so I didn't have to look for it. And my laptop was like, yeah, you suck. And it helped close out. But I also went analog and I was playing like really dope music. It was fun. Anyway, that's the point. But I'm glad to hear your voice here back on the Epiphany Radio Universe. You know, we miss you, you know.
So, for months now, I've been having problems with my voice. And it's like every week I'm like, no, I'm going to try. And then my voice is out again. So today I was like, you know what? You know, I'm talking. If you can hear me, great. If you can't, I'm sorry. But I needed some poetry in my life tonight. And I needed to be with you guys tonight. So thank you so much for coming through.
No, you know, we got to support you. Everybody needs each other's energy to help us make it through because this is what it is, you know. You know, the Epiphany Radio Universe is a dope family, just in case people didn't understand. And it only pales in comparison by how much we actually love and support each other, which is an amazing thing that happened. And I'm just really, really proud of every single person that comes through here, man, and just do
Absolutely.
Some things. Like Dave did a super amazing job on the Honey Dripper logo. I'm just missing like two elements to make it like full, and I'm trying to brand everything to get everything out there, cuz you know I want to rebrand Ooh. Things, cuz we get a lot of things right on this network, and we're like, nobody will ever tell us that we get it right. You really have to go someplace else, and when you see people, like, they were like, oh, you guys do that already? I'm like, yeah, we do this all the time. It's like, yo, we do this shit standing on our heads. And people are like,
right.
Wait a second, so y'all just come up with topics, you do such and such, and we're like, yeah. Like, will of the people, bro. That's what it is. That's how we're doing it. And it's like you see people who are really formulating and trying to get themselves together to get stuff that's going, but we have content coming out of our ears because we're just those type of people. We're soulful. We're amazing people, just like you are. You're an amazing, soulful person. Like, yo, and if I could just give you a chart for your evolution over the past 2 years, man, listen, just to show you how dope you fucking just moved through this universe as quick as possible and then just grew your skill, your talent, your ability to speak, you know, your poetry, how you write, how your pen is just really reflective of your lifetime, your experiences, the things that you want. Like, I was trying to talk to you the other day. We just hitting and missing because I was like, yo, listen, here's this song. Read your poem to this fucking song. That's what I was going to do to you. I was like, read your fucking poem to this song. Right? Because, you know, when I'm demanding, I'm just going to be in demand because I know how fly the shit is going to be. But I'm saying to you, like, for real, like, it's amazing to watch you grow, just in case nobody told you. And I'm thankful for you. Like, I'm really thankful to have you in my circle, to have you on my team, to have you here amongst the family. You know, I know that there's a lot of stuff you've been going through, but when you come back, trust me, you're going to get stronger and stronger and better, and then you're really going to rock. So I appreciate you, you know?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. So, I'm making tears right now, so I got to compose myself because murder does not cry.
So anyway, I got some unfinished pieces that I'm trying to work on right now, because I'm really gonna work on this mixtape for the new year, and I've just been practicing, so I can make it perfect. But there's other stuff that I've been doing, so I've just been letting it rip. It's my promise to J-Rob and Van that, like, I will not relent or hold back my pen or just sit on stuff that I usually been doing because I've just been sitting on it for a long time. And so I'm going to speak whatever's in my heart, whether it be love, whether it be anguish or everything else, but I'm going to free myself through my pen to make sure that everything that I say sounds fly. So I'm going to give it wings and let it be. So if you're ready, I got some stuff because there's a particular thing that's been affecting me in the past couple of days which really made me upset, really made me angry because it just doesn't fucking make sense. And, like, I kind of know how bullshit is going to happen, you know. So if you'd like to hear the piece, I'll share it with you.
I would so like to hear. Let's go.
Okay, hold on. All right, it's unfinished, right? Because it's going to be in two parts. Now, the other portion of this, it's from the victim's standpoint, but I haven't finished writing that yet, so I'm not going to share it because until I get like 10, 15 lines in, then I'll feel comfortable with it, but I'm not. But it's a two-part, two-voice type of thing, all right? So this is about the case that happened in Columbus, Ohio, where police officer Adam Coy shot a black man in his garage for nothing, for motherfucking nothing. And he walked over his body and said, oh, shit, because he knew he fucked up. So this is a piece about that, all right?
Okay.
All right. Phone complaint. Man calls to complain about a person starting and unstarting their car and stating that it was causing noise that they were starting and unstarting their car. Adam Coy's unit receives the phone call. They go to investigate. Does not turn on his camera. Walks up the driveway. Victim comes out of a dark driveway with his phone lit, hands up. Within 10 seconds, Adam Coy says shit as he discovers after he's pulled the trigger that he is unarmed. He hears him gurgling, unable to move, tells him to put his hands behind his back, turns him over on his chest, handcuffs him. Neither he or his partner tried to render aid. 11 minutes later, before an ambulance comes, his first 48 sees Coy placed on administrative leave. Then hears the police chief say he's going to termination. But who was Coy? 19 years on the force. Between 2002 and 2012, 89 citizen complaints, 16 sustained, violations of policies, rules, force, 89 force and chain of command investigations and only 5 deemed outside the policy. In 2012, he injured a man during arrest that he acted outside of policy. City settled for $45,000. But I guess compliments, several. An award for service is enough to keep you enforcing law. That's the end of the piece.
I know. I was kind of taking a breath because that piece is not only is it needed, but for you to be able to put your anger out there and write that piece. And
yeah.
I can feel it. Like, I'm in tears. So
no, this it's all factual. Like, this whole piece is just factual. It's just facts.
Right.
And it's just facts read in a, it's literally facts read in a poetic way. But literally, 89 fucking complaints. 89. And only 16 sustained. Only 16. He should not be wearing a badge. He should not be anywhere near a gun.
Near a badge.
A police car.
No.
He's not. And literally, how do you injure someone who's already got cuffs on? Who's already subdued? You know. So I've been reading these. You know, there's a lot of cases that are in the Innocence Project and things and stuff like that. So I've been reading cases, and it leads you to other cases and stuff like that. Like, you know, like one of the pardons that Trump had given is to an officer who sicked, like they said that there was burglaries in the area. And so they sicked a dog on a man who was already compliant, who already was doing what they said. And she lied about it, and she got 10 years in jail for sicking because the dog attacked the man. And literally he was just homeless, sleeping on top of a roof. He did nothing. And so she's like, oh, I'm not a part of this police brutality. Okay, you let your dog go. Your dog could have killed this man who was being compliant. And so the other thing, that the other rabbit hole that led me down is, like, there's a bunch of officers who have dogs that attack innocent people who just not do anything. There was a kid, a 10-year-old kid, right, who was having some emotional issues, and they used the dog to attack the kid. And the dude said to the other guy, yo, you got to get here with your dog or you won't get your bite. which means they planned this shit in the first place. We're talking about a kid with emotional issues. Like, and so I'm looking at, you know, like how do you give people, like, passes for the shit that they do? And so I'm just very upset because this really hasn't hit the news the way that it should have. It really hasn't, you know, and maybe people are keeping it quiet. Maybe they're moving as quick as they can to get this done and get people arrested, everything else. But this is the craziness of all the shit that's happening. And it's just like what we're doing. Anyway, back to poetry. I'm just going to say this and get out the way. But, you know, the honey drip is on Tuesday. Mars versus Venus.
Right.
First come, first serve. I'm not making teams. I'm just going to stick people with stick people. There's a whole bunch of new people coming through. I'm just going to warn you that right now. There's a bunch of new people. So I only have a few spots left. Bring your asses. You're going to bring your asses. It's going to be fun. We're playing all the music. We're playing all the sexy. We're doing all the good stuff. It's the last one of the year. It's your time to get your lyrical, poetical, verbal nut off. That's what you have to do. I'm sorry it sounded nasty, but it is. Anyway.
I mean, some things are just a given. Mm-hmm. A given. So.
I'm a slide out. Pharrell, I see you. Holler at me anyway. I'm around. Hey, where's Stan at? Anyway.
I don't
know. Where's Stan the man, Phillips? But we're glad to have you. But I see anything else. Thank you to everybody who came through tonight. Thank you for having me. I'm with it. I'm looking forward to it. Let's get at it. All right. So I'm ready to go out to the lounge and do the huckabuck.
Okay. Go out there. VIP already out there.
Hey, listen.
Oh, and Jared.
VIP was super pretty tonight. Yo, her and Danielle came through. They came through with the prettiness, like, for real. They was rocking the black lipstick, looking good. They probably smelled, man, they was probably smelling good and everything. They was bobbing their shoulders. I was with it. I was so with it. Anyway, I'm telling you, for real, you missed it. It was a dope show. Anyway, all right, put me out.
All right.
Matter of fact, never mind. I got it.
I got it. You got it? All right, Danielle, how are you?
Hey, girlie, I'm good. How are you doing?
I am good. Happy to be here. I miss your voice. I love you.
Oh, I love you too, baby. It's good to be back. It's good to have you back.
Thanks.
I would have. What's the day? I could not find my phone earlier. I was muted. I was like, I hope she don't call on me while I can't find my phone. That's what happens when you got these Bluetooth things in your ear. You don't have to hold your phone and you lay it down somewhere and forget where you put it. Oh my God. Where's my phone? I found it, though.
All right. I'm dying to hear you.
Oh, this is an old piece, but it's a piece nonetheless because I couldn't even find the piece I wanted to do, but I'll do this one. It's called Ever-Changing Times. She tried to catch it before it hit the ground, but the shattered pieces of her heart just slipped through her fingers, getting trampled on by passers-by, beside once again by love. Left to just exist through heartache. She wonders what she did to love for to keep treating her this way. She wonders if love's supposed to be this way, then when will it be done with her? Will it ever stay? Once upon a time, her dreams held her tight. Once again, she no longer sleeps at night because her pillow is carried away on a river of tears, peeking through a ray of light, peekabooing through slightly open blinds, touching puffed eyes and dried tears over crusted lids, letting her know night has come and gone again. But to her, It's all one and the same. Just time still passing with no love in sight. She can't understand why nothing changes in these ever-changing times. That's their peace.
Oh, Sonia, that was a sweet, sweet piece.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You are so welcome. I'm so happy to hear your voice and to hear your pieces.
Thank you. Same here, because you got that fire spitting, man. I'll be like, okay. Hi. What? Yeah. I love listening to your pieces.
Thank you. So, how are you going into 2021?
Pretty much the same. I just, you know, you have to adapt to what's been going on, basically, you know. We suffered a lot of loss this year, especially of our loved ones and close friends. It shouldn't have to be like that, but it is, you know. But ain't nowhere to go but up from here. I think we have hit our lowest. We've been tested this year for whatever. I don't know what's going on, really, but I think ones that are still here, we've gotten through it, and now it's up to us to just keep going and, you know, keep our heads up and look forward to something getting better. So that's pretty much it.
I was talking to you all on mute, and I'm so sorry.
I know. That mute button gets us all the time.
Every time, Lord, every time. So, anyway, what I was trying to say is I'm ready to hit the reset button, go in 2021 with a good attitude, a positive attitude, and I just need it to be reset, and I feel like I should... You know, like my grandmama used to say, you claim it, you speak it, you speak it. So I'm speaking help and, you know, a beautiful life and a beautiful year. And, you know, we got to go in with a positive attitude. You never know what can happen. When we went into January last year, we sure didn't know this was going to happen this year.
No, we didn't, but we're getting through it, like I said.
You're right.
Got to keep a positive attitude. You know?
Must always keep a positive attitude. So I am going to go on to the next poet. But I think Mojave waiting on you to do the hugabug.
Bad as my knee hurt, he's going to have to settle for a chair dance or something like that. Because I'm...
Uh-oh.
This knee is like... Don't even try it.
All right.
Here I come, Bob. All right, girl. One love, one life.
Okay. All right, y'all. If y'all still want to sit a piece, go ahead and press 1 if you haven't already. And we bring it in 651. Hello.
Good evening.
How are you?
Can you hear me?
I can now, yes.
I said, good evening. This is Pheromones. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Pheromones. How are you? Thank you for calling in.
I'm doing well tonight. I've been enjoying listening to the poetry. It's good. It's a good way to be on a Saturday night, and I'm enjoying myself.
Wonderful. I'm so happy that you are. I'm happy that you're here. Do you have any thoughts about our conversation tonight? How are we going to close out 2020 and invite 2021 in? What are your thoughts on that?
My thoughts are... just buckle up. because it's going to get rough.
Absolutely. Good advice. Get ready. Get ready for the storm.
Pray.
Absolutely.
Turn to the Most High. Repent. Start obeying His laws and commandments. Because it's about to go down. Yeah.
Absolutely.
It is.
It is. So do you have a piece for us tonight?
What is the genre of tonight? Like,
it's completely open. It's open mic, so you can bring anything you want to.
Okay. Okay. My beloved husband was so assiduous towards me. He gave of me all he could and lavished me with all that he would. He draped me in purple attire, gave me golden crowns, all that I desired. Yeah, he was a king and he was down. And I was loved. Tasty morsels he fed me. Spiritual bread kneaded by the fingers of angels. Everyone that looked upon me was envious and wanted the treasures that I possess. They were even willing to slaughter anyone just to obtain a slice of my well-baked pie. My husband wrote his name upon me and filled my room fruitfully. What beautiful children he gave of himself to me. Set me apart above all the flowers in the valley. See, I was his lily. And when he called my name, I was obedient and I obliged. Even though he's a spirit and not a man, he molded me into his perfect lady, gave me laws on how I should love him, how to serve him, how to please him in every way. And in return, he showed me favor with ease. Rigorously, I aimed to please. But through the years of all of this love, I became defiant, took all that sweet love for granted, started looking for other kings to please me because I thought I had developed special needs that my beloved just couldn't handle. So yes, I took a gamble and I vamped. Amorously, I sleeked many lovers that did not cheat on me, even though I was guilty of the same sport, so I believed. Every time I got my ass kicked, I called on my husband, and he took me right back in. I behaved for a while, then I started cheating all over again. Yes, I became the whore over and over again. From land to land, from bed to bed, I laid nasty as I could be. I started to even smell rotten to me. I can't even tolerate the stench of me. Never will anyone know how many times my husband tried to stop me from being a hoe. Conformed me into the respectful, obedient wife I used to be. Please, husband, I'm wifey. Now I'm lost. I'm so lost. See, when I call for my husband now, He doesn't answer me. See, every night and day I call for my he. I beg him to take me back. Please, husband, remember me. I'm sorry for making our bed filthy. Defiling our marriage bed was never a plan. So I wait. I wait for him to call my name. And when he called my name, I will so swiftly answer so I can become clean and whole again, whole like he made me before. 1 million ways I want to serve him now. He wrote his ways upon my heart. I remember. Please, husband, call me by your name. Call me Israel again. And that's that peace. Hello?